when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Oh, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there. I would like to welcome you to yet another episode of Blood River Radio. That's right, you're listening to Blood River Radio. And we are syndicated, proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio, all over creation. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And we have none other than Miss Teenage America on here running the boards today, so we know it will be flawless. She's really a sweet, I guess you call a woman child. She's still a child to me, but so I know you people like to hear this because I get emails about looking into me and looking into the people that run the show. Y'all get attached to us like we get attached to you, and you're interested in us and our family life like we are yours. Yeah, Miss Teenage America is really young. She's only 19. She has a child now, and she's from a great family. Matter of fact, I talked to her dad just yesterday. He's a wonderful, wonderful man, and I think I talked to him this morning. My memory's so shot. And like I was telling the guys, another reason my memory's kind of off, I went to the Mamba, the Viper 300 today. They're having my little dinky marathons. I'm like a sissy. These people are running 100, 200, and 300 miles. And I saw one of the 300 milers coming in. They started running Monday. He was coming in today, Saturday. Anyway, hey, I got to talk to them about that running, got off track. But, I'd like to welcome you to the show today. It is, what is today? March the 14th, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. We always say here on Blood River Radio, and that's always just true, there is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. It's my opinion that it's Jesus Christ plus nothing. It's when you die, it doesn't matter if you're your pope, a preacher, whatever. It's between you and Jesus Christ Almighty in all eternity. And with that, y'all, like I said, this is a Christian radio program. We're going to go to my spirit son, Jason Robb, is going to take us in prayer. And we also have, before I forget, we also have my other brother and spirit brother, Paul Fromm, coming on. We're going to have a dynamite first hour with these two guys. But anyway, so Jason is going to lead us to the Lord in prayer. So anytime you're ready, Jason.
All right. Everyone, please bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you that we can come on this show and give you the honor and the praise. We're thankful for the show, for Eddie Miller, all the staff behind it. We pray that you'll bless them, bless the show, that we may not only educate the listeners, but we may give them hope. We give them a sense of purpose. We pray that that every day we can remain faithful to you. We're thankful that we have an almighty God that is a merciful God to our people. And we pray that every day, as in Nehemiah, where God says, be not afraid of them. Remember our Lord, which is great and terrible. And we pray that we can fight for our brethren, your sons and your daughters and your wives and your houses. And we pray that we can continue to do that as a holy mission every single day raise the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you so much. I really thank you there very much. And a thousand amens to you. Thank you so much for saying that. God Almighty, I mean, we just can't do anything without Him.
Great prayer.
Great. It was a great prayer. But anyway, folks, we've got a lot to cover today. And I just got a little message from Sister Monica. I forgot to call her today. We had to switch the schedule. But anyway, I'll go back. Jason, you said something about you want to announce the Faith and Freedom Conference. So why don't you go ahead and do that, and we'll get rolling.
Yeah. So here in the Ozarks, we are having our annual Faith and Freedom Conference, and it's going to be occurring next month in April, and it'll be April 24th, 25th, and 26th. It usually starts around about 3 o'clock on Friday, and it's all day Saturday and then Sunday. And it's, like I said, it's an annual event. We've been doing this for, close to about 35 years now. And we have some great speakers. This year is going to be really special because of the fact that it is my parents' 60th wedding anniversary, as well as the 60th year that my father, Pastor Rob, has been an ordained minister. And so we're going to be having a special dinner Sunday evening, and have some just kind of memories of the past, have some just great people, fellowship, and just something for this great milestone of 60 years. But so that's going to be held here in the Ozarks. Again, it's outside of Harrison, Arkansas, which is about 30 miles south of Branson, Missouri. And if anyone would be wanting to attend and check us out, we only ask that the only people that are able to come, obviously, you got to be white, you got to be Christian, a good moral character. And so anybody who would like to attend, get more information, they can get hold of Eddie. He can give you our information, or they can call the office, 870-427-3414, and we can get you more information about the event.
God willing, I'll certainly be there. I'm really looking forward to that. Great food, great climate, great people. It's just a marvelous place to go with the finest. I've never had a bad experience there. It's just been wonderful. It's really the only complaint I have. We probably won't be having the cross lighting, so I guess I'm going to have to bring my own cross again.
We only have that in September. That conference. We don't have that Faith and Freedom. You can bring your own little cross, and we can have a ceremony.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we'll do that on the side, not to disrupt the regular ceremonies. But that's going to be a wonderful event. It most certainly is. The food's always great. And the nicest people in the world, I guarantee them to you. I'll tell you a little quick story before you get started. I remember the very first time I got to come over there to Harrison, to the Faith and Freedom. I thought, hot damn, I'm going to see the Klan, man. A bunch of junkyard dog pit bulls, bayonets fixed with Knight Rider and all this stuff. I mean, it's just like you see intellectuals. I won't name anybody. Name congressmen. Attorneys like Jason Robb, attorney, just nicest people you've ever seen. So I was totally, my impression of the Klan was totally wrong. They're very, compared to me, intellectual, calm, collected, just good Christian people. I really love being able to, it is so relaxing. I don't know if it is to you, Jason, because you probably work your tail off, but when I come over there, you can just feel your muscles just unwinding. They're just, it's so relaxing.
Yes.
You get away from the crap. You don't have to worry about the wars, the Jews. You don't have to worry about the politics. It's just a bunch of white Christian people getting together, loving each other like God wants them to, like Jesus Christ has instructed us to do. And with that, I'll just shut the hell up and get out of the way.
And very inspiring music.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And great Christian reading, Bible reading, just loving people. I mean, it's just such a wonderful event. It really is.
Well, and our main focus, as both of you are well aware, is, it's set out, in obviously in the Ozarks, the facility is all privately owned, so don't have to worry about demonstrators or people trying to shut down an event. If it was held in a major city, so it's all private ownership, private facilities, and it's out in the country, obviously. And so it's the design for that has always been the design of having people to come here. Just kind of, like you said, Ed, to kind of get away from the crap and basically try to refocus, get people to get re-energized and have some sense of just not only patience, but again, of ability to get back to, when you leave the event, go back to your neighborhoods, wherever you may be at, and have that re-energetic strength of going out there and try to evangelize again, and try to sound the alarm to our people. And so, not only do you, physically have to be, strong, obviously, but mentally you have to do that as well. And so that's always been the design, people to come out here, get relaxed. It's a family event, so we have children around, and we know it's for the next generation. And so that's the purpose of these events.
And folks, we'll be right back with that, this first quick message of the first hour. Don't be gone long, folks. It's a short break.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
The Ennis is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Hello, Blood River Radio family. Thank you for hanging on. I know this is a short break, but we've only been here a few minutes, so we shouldn't have to have a break right off the bat. But we'll have some more breaks later, so don't worry about that. Anyway, folks, we just left before we had the break. Jason Robb was talking about the Faith and Freedom Conference coming up. He gave the dates, and his parents having the 60th wedding anniversary. How special is that? I just would like to say one more thing. And I'm not the most religious person in the world. I am a Christian, and God Almighty has saved my sorry tail more than once. I can flat tell you God has saved me several times. I never play the veteran card because I was a draftee. It just happened to be me. It could have been anybody got drafted. But God saved my sorry ass more than one time in Vietnam. And he saved me more times than that, really, in South Memphis before I got drafted. But there is a God in heaven, I guarantee you. And the point I'm telling you this, when I go over there to Zinc, you can feel it. I don't know if it's just me, but there is a type of, the psychiatrists call it a milieu, I believe. It's just a spirit. I can actually feel it in my muscles. They just turn loose. My nerves turn loose. My digestion comes back better. It's just wonderful. I could not encourage you enough to go over there. And I'm going to tell you something else, people, while I shut the hell up. Times to do that. I don't know how much longer we'll be able to do that. Because, for one thing, our white population is shrinking even as we speak. And we're so hated worldwide. We're so hated. I mean, God forbid we try to, a few white people try to get together and try to love on each other like white Christian brothers and sisters are commanded to do and try to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Almighty. God forbid we do that because the satanic bastard hate us so bad and they're going to try to put an end to that. So if you want to go, I would tell you, you got to go now sooner than later because there may not be a later. And with that, I'm going to shut the hell up and go back to you, Jason.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I know we've had some great people in the past. Paul Fromm has been there many times in the past. He was one of our main speakers in the past, and he has always been a delight. We've had other people. Obviously, Eddie, you've been there as well, and Paul Fromm, and we've had, oh gosh, trying to think of all the speakers we've had, you know, over the years. But beyond that, you know, we are like I said, it is a family event. So often people think that when you're attending a white racialist meeting, that it's just a bunch of, guys, that are drinking and that's it, and not realizing that this is a family event, and so we have kids that a playground, and we have children, they get to meet other kids from across the states and realize that, hey, they're not the only ones that believe like this, that believe in simply loving Jesus and loving your race and want to be proud of it and honor your ancestors. And there's very few places that you can do that. And it's all about, literally loving our people, loving our culture, loving our heritage. And the enemy, like you said, Eddie, they are attacking that every single day. Not here in the United States. They're attacking, obviously, in Canada and Europe. All these white nations, historical white nations, the enemy is wanting to destroy our people. And we simply are just saying we have a right to exist. We have a right to preserve our beautiful bloodline. There's nothing evil behind that at all. And the enemy wants that destroyed. And so that's something that I think we all need, to continue to remember, that how hateful the enemy really is towards our people. They're not against that with any other people. It's only white people.
Yes, you said a mouthful. Matter of fact, we may not cover it, but there was an article on American Freedom News .us, and it says the article is a pedophile elite theory. You talked about how evil they are that hate us, Jason. These people in the highest echelons of government and above the government, people we never hear of, and they're there. Believe you me, they are there. The guy who made the movie, for instance, Eyes Wide Shut, I can't remember his name right now, but he was killed because he was trying to expose them. Those are the people that hate us. They are satanic. They're pedophiles. I guarantee damn to you, they not only do they sacrifice humans and sacrifice infants, they eat human flesh. That's a damn sacred promise. I know that for a fact. Then those are the people that hate our guts, and you need to wake up. I know it sounds cruel and it sounds gross and rough, but that's the way it is. You need to know these people that hate us, and they flat do. But anyway, Brother Paul, how would you like to kind of, you've been there before you got barred for being so violent for the United States. Paul, would you like to make some comments on that or anything else you'd like to talk about, brother?
Well, as Jason says, it's a family gathering, not just of the organized by the Robb family, but the whole white Christian family. People there are brothers and sisters from various parts of the United States, and sometimes from Canada and even Europe. And it really promotes our common brotherhood and common racial togetherness and solidarity. It's a wonderful event, and you get to meet and know other people, and it's nothing like the caricature that you would see in Jewish-dominated Hollywood or presentations like that. It's wonderful and uplifting, and I would encourage anybody who can take that weekend, that extended weekend off, to go down there. You'll have a great experience.
Could not agree more. Could not agree more. I'm looking forward to going myself. Well, you know, I was talking about, or Jason, anything you'd like to cover before I throw something out there?
No, I think that's good. I really appreciate just giving us a few moments on the air to talk about that. I really appreciate that.
Why, hell yeah, that's part of our mission here. You know, speaking of our white race and white Christian brothers to get it together to love each other, and I was saying a few minutes ago that if you intend to go, you need to go now. You really do. And I was just looking at an article, and I talked to guys about it, the guys being Jason and Paul, before we went on the air. And look at this, people, in London, England, an area that was once like 99% white, not that long ago in my lifetime, they're having to put stab kits on buses because the children, the kids, the high schoolers, the grammar schoolers that ride buses to schools in England, and adults, these people are coming in from North Africa, these blacks and these browns that come in, these Arabs, these Muslims. God only knows they love their knives. They love to stab. They really do. And it happens all the time. Anytime you have a lot of high Muslim population, you always hear about these stabbings. Even here in Memphrica, they're going up. We're having more and more and more Muslims. I know this is a rabbit trail. Just yesterday, we went to Sam's shopping, me and my wife. I hate shopping, but I had to go help her. You see these sows, these clowns dressed up from head to toe. I swear to you guys, one little slit, just one little slit where you see their eyes, just like they dressed, you know, back in the day of Jesus. Break that crap here. Well, those are the kind of people, oh, they're so wonderful, so abused, and so peaceful. But if they're so damn peaceful and so abused and so innocent, how come we have to have stab kits, guys, on the buses in England? They already have them in the train stations, but now they're putting them in the buses. And to go along with that, that mayor, what's his name, the Labor Home Secretary, and his last name is Mahmoud, and he said that being English, to dissent from the view that anybody can be English is hateful. You're an enemy of the state. You're an enemy against national renewal. And that's going on everywhere, all over the United States. And that's just why I'm saying, people, I know I'm repeating myself, you want to get together with white people, you better do it quick. You really, I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but I mean, it's times are serious. Anyway, back to you, Jason.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, to us, it's not a surprise when we see articles about the stabbing kits, because the lie of diversity is our strength, just goes out the window, when we see that. The stabbing, you never had the stabbing kits in the past because we were a white Christian nation. But now, because we are a mongrel nation, a nation that has all these foreign non-whites into the United States and with their own culture and their own heathen gods, that they are bent to destroy our culture. And, the knives, and obviously in England, I'm sure most people are aware, they don't have the Second Amendment. They can't carry firearms. Even the police over there can't really carry firearms. And so, yeah, you have these Muslims. They're carrying knives, because of that, the rape of the British women have gone up, exponentially, and it's just horrible. I remember reading an article about five or 10 years ago in Sweden, with the increased immigration going on in Sweden, that how much white women were being raped. I mean, it just had increased significantly, and so the Sweden government had videos airing on their commercials and stuff like that, to basically telling women that if you think that you're going to get raped, and this is kind of disgusting, but if you think you're going to get raped, that you need to try urinate on yourself so they won't rape
yeah.
you. It's just like, I can't believe that we're even talking about this. That's diversity.
I'm not sure.
We got to take a quick break, y'all.
We
got to take a quick break. We'll visit that as soon as we come back this break, y'all. You got about a 4-minute break.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says the U.S. destroyed military sites on an island to Iran's vital to their oil network. Karg Island is home to the primary terminal that handles the country's oil exports. John Campbell reports on an airstrike near a large gathering in Tehran.
We saw dramatic footage today out of Iran's capital as an airstrike hit near where thousands were commemorating an annual celebration marking Quds or Jerusalem Day in Tehran. Now, this airstrike came after the Israelis only a short time earlier had warned that they were going to target an area near Tehran University. That's where this Quds Day celebration was taking place.
Jet fuel prices are increasing, and that could mean we'll pay higher airfares.
Airline ticket prices are starting to climb as carriers respond to rising jet fuel costs tied to the war in Iran. Some international carriers already have raised their fares or added fuel surcharges. Experts say it's not a question of if airfares increase, but when and by how much, and that can be hard to predict. Industry analysts say the impact of higher jet fuel costs can vary based on the route, airline, and travel demand. I'm Mike Hempen.
Talks between the U.S. and Cuba are ongoing.
After several days of speculation, President Díaz-Canel announced that talks between Cuba and the United States have taken place. He added that any negotiations must respect equality, each country's political system, and Cuba's sovereignty and self-determination. Díaz-Canel also said that no oil has entered Cuba in 3 months, calling the impact of U.S. energy blockade tremendous.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
Dear Blood Groove Radio family, thank you so much. Hope you didn't stay too long with your break. Anyway, we're going to roll back to Brother Paul. He's got some comments to make about the refugees in Europe. Go ahead, Brother Paul.
Jason was saying that the Swedish women were being instructed if they were about to be raped to urinate on themselves and it might drive the attacker away. I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm not so sure even a bit of filth would drive them away from their cultures. And you've got to understand that I'm dealing with this with a number of issues in Canada. That one of the worst and this most misunderstood terms is equality, and our judges in Canada have gone bananas over equality. Everybody's equal in every way. A good friend of mine, he's staying with me, Pastor Watcott. He's going to run for parliament. He's also facing a second hate trial, he was in a bank yesterday, and he asked if he was getting setting up his election account. He was asked if he could go to the washroom, so they directed him to the men's washroom. And in the men's washroom, as he went to get a towel to wipe his hands, he noticed a tampon dispenser. In the men's washroom. Now, it's not that the manager of the bank has gone bananas. It's mandated by the federal government, which regulates banks. Their belief is that all people are equal in every way, and that men may have requirements for a tampon. The only non-feminine use I've ever heard of a tampon was to stuff in the mouth of a bottle of gasoline to be used as a Molotov cocktail. It's insane. And once we get off the understanding the basics, we're into crazy territory. And I come back to this notion of equality. Our Supreme Court ruled a little over 20 years ago that if you didn't allow men to marry men and women to marry women and men to marry goats, that was denying equality. So when you can't get the definition of marriage right, well, then the next thing is you can't get the definition of the sexes right. Now, you can decide to be whatever sex you want, and we've got to accept you. And we've got to even play in your mentally deluded backyard. I've got to refer to you by your preferred pronoun. You know, if you're a man deciding you want to be a girl, I now have to call you, refer to you as she and her. But we can't get those things right. We now get down to absurdities, like if everybody's equal, well, then men could potentially need a tampon, so the banks have to put a tampon in the men's washrooms. And, on one level, it's funny, but it's not. It's absolutely sick. And then that society can't get that right, no longer...
We lost Paul. There was an article last week, Jason. I wish I could pull it up about this just what Paul was talking about, this it kind of meshes into what we talked about last week, I think it was, about the LGBT plus. There's an article on that. LGBT plus, homosexualism, Satanism, Judaism, it's all one and the same. And
yes.
You might have named that rabbi. There's been more than one, but there's a very well-known rabbi. I just wish I could pull his name out of the air. I wish I've had it, but I don't know where it is. But he even said it. He actually said it. That Judaism, Satanism, Bushovism, it's all one and the same. And he said that years and years and years ago before we had this LGBT plus, which you have on post now. So I will add that. The LGBT plus has been added to that. And I know, I think you've talked about this earlier, Jason, on the show last week. Well, I know you have. I know it's been talked about.
Sure.
It's all part, this LGBT plus Jewish crap. This comes from Satan, and it's an attack, straight up attack on the family. They're trying to bust up the family.
Right.
Hillary Clinton, that bitch from hell, she even, you probably remember, she wrote this book called It Takes a Village. And then we had other people say, It Takes a Village Idiot. But her book.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back, Paul? Well, we lost you temporarily. Yeah. We were just talking about how this LGBT plus crap, a famous rabbi said, I'll add the Satanism, Bushovism, Communism, Judaism is all one in the same. If you had a graph, they would. And you had a large circle. All those Satanism, Bushovism, Communism, LGBTism, it's all inside the graph called Judaism. It's all from Judaism. It's all Judaism. I'll shut up. I'll shut my mouth. Go right back to you, Paul.
It's an attack on the family. The stirring music that opens this segment, the Horst Vessel lead, called to mind another pathetic story from my part of the country. We have regional government in Ontario, and Niagara region is, in the area around Niagara Falls, Ontario. Well, the chairman of the Niagara region suddenly resigned yesterday. Well, why? Well, the anti-racist had discovered that he had bought an autographed copy of Mein Kampf, autographed by Adolf Hitler. And he's a collector. He apparently has a collection of valuable things worth over a couple $1 million, including an original letter by Slave Abraham Lincoln and so on. Anyway, he's a collector. And in many ways, I think he has some good ideas about government. But he succumbed yesterday to the pressure from these anti-racists who said that he should have to resign because Adolf Hitler was the worst man ever, and he has chairman of Niagara Region has an autographed copy of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf in his library, and I thought we have gone that far that these book burning white hating anti racists do not even want to tolerate a person in their own private library to have Mein Kampf. And so, yes, but that's their nature. They are the ultimate censors, the ultimate book burners, the ultimate know-nothings. But I also fault the chairman for cowardice. He didn't have to resign. He's appointed. He was appointed by the provincial government. He does not have to resign at all. Well, why should he resign for something he has in his library, which is perfectly legal? If he had a wicked book book by the Marquis de Sade, which is perfectly legal, nobody would bat an eyelash, although they're getting into any specifics. There are some pretty horrific, demonic things in the writings of the Marquis de Sade. Part of the problem is the cowardice of even good people. When Eddie and I were born in the late 40s, London, that we were talking about earlier in the show, was almost entirely white, except for a few third world students and diplomats and people like that. The British Empire, dying as it was, still covered much of the world. The sun never set on the British Empire in the late 40s. Now, of course, the empire's all gone, and the former denizens of the third of the empire now predominate in London, and the city now has to have stabbing kits. The white race is deteriorating largely because of the organized subversion, but because of the utter cowardice of so many of our leaders. Illustrated perhaps
Bingo.
By that little story about the chairman of the Niagara region.
You know what, Paul? We talked about this on the air. We're getting ready to tell you of some years ago when one of my heroes, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, came to the United States. He went on a little tour of lecturing in universities. They probably wouldn't let him lecture at the universities now. But he said, I'm trying to work this in before the break. He said, well, I hear the music, folks. I'll work it in. I'll talk about Alexander Solzhenitsyn as soon as we come back from this break, folks. Be right back, folks. This is a short break. Don't be late getting back.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Dear Blood River Radio family, Brother Paul hit on something. It is oh so true. If we didn't say anything else that was true for this 3 hours, this program, it is so true. The men in the United States and the men in the West, and I'll call in one of my heroes, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He said it. Coming from the East to the West, to lecture at places like University of Chicago, Harvard, places like that. He said and this is kind of my worst, that the cowardice of men in the West, especially in the United States, stood up like a Roman candle going off in a dark and coal mine. That's my words, because it's everywhere. I mean, the people are such cowards to stand up for anything they believe. And I don't know, I think sometime General Nick Glasnevik might have been more right. He said, I used to have a quote on my wall, I don't know what happened to it. General Nick Glasnevik said that apathy was the new atheism. So, I don't know, and I'll ask you this, Jason. Jason, do you think it's not that it matters, because the results are the same. Apathy and cowardice reaches this, produces the same fruit, which is death and poison. Do you think it's just apathy, or is it cowardice? I mean, I know that it doesn't make it a whole lot of difference, but if we know what causes it, maybe that gives us a way we can combat it and try to cure it. Well, what's your ideas on that?
Well, I think that's part of it, but I think it goes a little bit deeper. I'll quote from my dad. You know, he blames all of this, and I think we all agree that the reason we are in the situation we are, and it goes back to, you know, the empathy or just being laziness, whatever. But it goes back to our churches, that our churches,
yes,
basically who were Christian churches that were the standard barriers for our culture, for our race, our religion, have been hijacked, infiltrated by Jews, Judaism. That's why now you have Christians, they don't call themselves Christians anymore, they're Judeo-Christians. And so now this fear is Phariseeism, which is a religious topic in all of itself, but the Jews basically have infiltrated our seminaries, they have infiltrated our churches, and now everyone believes they're Judeo-Christians, that the Jews are basically your savior. They, if you don't believe into believing the Jews are God's chosen people, you will not go to heaven. Doesn't matter if you believe in Jesus, you just got to believe in the Jews. And as a result of that, the Jews have entered into the Christian religion and they have Judaized it. And I was while you guys were talking, I was trying to look up this quote, but there was a famous quote from a rabbi several years ago that said that Christianity will be turned into Judaism. And that's what we basically see now. And that's why all our white Western nations have fallen, because of the churches themselves, who are the standard bearers, have fallen from their responsibility to our people and our race. And that's where we lie the blame to, is these churches. The churches did not fall. I do not believe our people would have fallen either.
Well, I'm a follower of Bishop Williamson and the late Archbishop Bishop Marcel Lefebvre, who opposed the changes of Vatican II. And Vatican II involved the Judaizing of the Catholic Church. 100 years of Freemason and Jewish infiltration right into the upper echelons of the hierarchy Judaized the Catholic Church, and it is a pathetic mess today. And I'm part of I hate to say the word rebel, but rebel breakaway group, sometimes called the remnants or the resistance. But Jason's absolutely right. In Canada, after the fake news story back in 2021, that there had been 215 graves found outside beside Indian residential school in Kamloops, British Columbia. But the thought was, when it had been a residential school to educate Indians, 215 young Indians had died, been murdered. Well, it turned out they weren't graves. They were anomalies in the soil. And in the intervening 5 years, they have never had the courage, to investigate. Well, okay, what are these anomalies? But it was widely put about that they were graves. And then beyond that, they were murdered. Well, even if they were graves, it wouldn't mean the children would be murdered. Anyway, it was a preposterous story, but gained a lot of currency. And in the aftermath of that, 150 Christian churches, mostly Catholic, but not exclusively, were seriously damaged or burned to the ground. There was hardly a peep from the mainline press. The prime minister at the time, that discussing trust fund kid, Justin Trudeau, said, it wasn't right, but it was understandable. There's nothing understandable about burning a church. But the particularly sad thing was the utter cowardice of the Catholic clergy, the Catholic leadership, the Catholic bishops, and to a lesser extent, the Protestant leadership, although they were not as badly harmed as the Catholic churches. They were absolutely mute. They said nothing. Whereas there have been a couple of synagogues that somebody took a couple of pot shots at over the year, in the last 6 or 9 months, always in the middle of the night, very suspicious. It seems to be a dumb time to fire a few bullets at a place, but okay. And the Jewish lobby is up in arms demanding more money from the government, and it's front page in the newspapers and so on. Whether these were an inside job just for publicity or genuine incompetent attacks, I don't know. But the Jews make a huge issue of the slightest problem they might face, and the utterly cowardly Conference of Catholic Bishops does nothing. And the same thing with abortion, when the law was changed, basically the Supreme Court allowed abortion on demand beginning back in 1988. And no matter what your thoughts are about abortion, the Catholic Church has traditionally taught that it was murder, that it was wrong. The Catholic hierarchy, which had a lot, could have had a lot of power if they'd spoken up,
yes,
were mute. It's cowardice. And what terrifies me is when we have so many cowards, when we are still a numeric majority in the United States and Canada and Europe, what's it going to be like when we're a minority?
I pale to think about that. I looked up this verse. I think this is on topic. We're talking about our Judeo-Christians, and I've given verses like this to them many times. Everybody in his mama knows. We've read John 8:44 here 100 times of Jesus. Looked at the Jews, looked at them in the eyes, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, and he told them that they were their father, the devil. And I said, that doesn't sound like a son, chosen people to me. And there's another one that Mr. Buddy told me about. It's the 2 John. I'm going to read from 2 John. This will be real quick. And you need to read this, say this to your Baptist buddies and your other Judeo-Christians and tell them to read this right here. It says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. This is this right here. This next verse is key, people. If there come any into you, and I'm reading that again, any, that's universal. That means everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew. Even if you're a Jew, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. You're not even supposed to bring these people into your house, people. Neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed, he is partaker of his evil deeds. So get that, people? That means if you're associating with these people, these Judeo-Christians, and they won't give it up. And especially if you're associating with these damn Jews, you are going to be, suffer the same penalty when you die that these God-hating, Jesus-hating Jews suffer. That's straight out of scripture. That's not Eddie Miller. That's straight out of scripture. Back to you, Jason.
Well, the Jews themselves, they obviously do not believe in Jesus Christ. A lot of people just think, well, Jews just believe everything as Christians. They just don't believe in Jesus. I mean, that's literally what these Judeo-Christians think. And they don't realize how filth the Babylonian Talmud, which is their holy book, how they teach that Jesus was born as son of a bastard. They believe that Mary was a whore. They believe that Jesus right now is in hell, in hot excrement, boiling hot excrement. They believe and they teach that you can rape kids. These are sick people, and they have no basis to be part of around our people or the Christian faith at all.
They're the sickest of the sick, the most evil of the evil. With that, Jason and Paul, thank you guys so much for coming on. I really appreciate you doing it. You always do such a wonderful job. You always push our canon forward. And with the canon of that, that's the canon that's blowing into these Antichrist bashers that are trying to exterminate the white race. Our platform is always the same thing, no matter what we do. It's always trying to fight against global white genocide. People are going to we got to go to the second hour. We're going to pick up Matt Goodwin and my little sister, Monica Schaefer. Be right back, folks. Got about a 4-minute break.